From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office needs the public's help locating a missing person. 38-year-old Tiffany Alma Faith Clark of Lodi is believed to be missing under suspicious circumstances. A black Ford Ranger associated with Clark was found on June 30th in the area of the Martins Ferry Bridge. A sheriff's deputies, with help from the California Highway Patrol, have conducted multiple searches of the Klamath River in addition to the surrounding areas in which the vehicle was located. Deputies continue to investigate all leads regarding Clark's disappearance. Clark described as a white female, about 5'5", 180 pounds, medium-length brown hair, and brown eyes. She was last seen by family members in the Modesto area on June 29th, wearing black scrubs and black Nike shoes. Trial on the way for an Arcata man accused of trying to kill his neighbor during a dispute on Heather Lane. A judge is ordering 20-year-old Matthew Ramsey to answer both an attempted murder count and a special allegation of using a firearm to cause death or great bodily injury. Ramsey reportedly told police that he had opened fire after seeing three men he thought were threatening his father during an altercation at about 7:30 a.m. on December 3rd. Three bullets hit Joshua Spaulding Jr., who lives below the Ramseys, in the fourplex where the incident happened. Humboldt State University has hired an outside consulting firm to oversee the athletic department until a full-time AD is hired, as well as to oversee the hiring process. Officials say Jill Wilson and Double L Consulting are taking over the day-to-day running of the department after interim AD Duncan Robbins was relieved of duties last week. They hope to have a new AD in place by January at the latest. The consultants will work closely with incoming school president Dr. Tom Jackson, Jr. PG&E inviting you to learn more about its community wildfire safety program. You can visit the Fortuna River Lodge Conference Room Monday, July 15th, 6 to 8 p.m. to hear about wildfire safety and emergency preparedness. Also, meet with PG&E reps and ask questions and share feedback. Note, it's not a county-sponsored event. The event's being organized by PG&E. Topics include public safety power shutoff, enhanced vegetation management around power lines, hardening the electric system for future failure, and accelerated safety inspections and repairs of infrastructure. Well, Eureka PD volunteers will be holding their second annual succulent fundraiser for Shop with a Cop and Neighborhood Watch on the 4th of July from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Eureka's Old Town at the Department Safety Booth at 2nd and D Streets. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.